I do love my little bit of instrumental music in the background there. It sounds like we should be on a beach somewhere, doesn't it? Having a little glass of champagne. Now, I'm joined in the studio by the very beautiful Rebecca Smith, who is the current Miss Romford. Rebecca's here to talk about the up-and-coming Miss London City 2016 pageant and her work at Home Instead Senior Care and the charity Brainwave. So thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And I've got to say, just because you obviously are the winner and of the title of Miss Romford, and you've got, you know, don't look, you know, there is a look, isn't there, for Essex, but girls from Essex.
Yeah.
You look nothing, you look absolutely stunning. So she's very natural.
Thank you.
Your nose, I would rip off your face and have straight away, because it's lovely. Beautiful nose, and she's very, very natural, beautiful blonde hair, no fake eyelashes, really minimal makeup. You look stunning. And it's lovely to see, it's lovely to see a young girl looking just beautiful without all the slap. I can't bear it.
Oh,
so you do look absolutely stunning. I just have to let people know out there that's the way she looks in the studio. You do have to say hello to a few people, don't you, this morning?
I do, yeah. Hello to my dad, I know you're listening, and all my family, yeah, my boyfriend and my friends, who've been so fantastic with all their support and their guidance. I don't know what I'd do without them. So yeah.
Now, this pageant, you were just saying that you've never entered. You've won Miss Romford,
mm-hmm.
but you've never entered any pageants before. How did you get into doing this one?
This one, as a part-time model, I've got a profile on a website called Star Now, which is for like actors and models. And I saw it. It came up, suggested things to apply for. And I saw it on there and I thought, oh, okay, and had a look, and I thought, that looks quite nice. I thought, it's quite different from other pageants, so it's more about what's in your heart and your personality, and not just about what you look like. And I thought, I'm going to apply for that, just give it a go. And I got an email saying they wanted to do a phone interview. So I did the phone interview a couple of days later, and they got back to me and said, we'd love to put you as a finalist. And that's when they give you the title of the regional title. So that's when they gave me Miss Romford.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of gone from there, really. And since then, it's been a bit of a whirlwind. So
the different. So the actual pageant is Miss London City 2016.
That's right.
When is that taking place?
That's on the 27th of August.
Oh, not long then.
No, so it's 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've got lots to prepare for and sort out for that.
And so. are they doing sort of like the walks or the dance numbers or the outfits? How does the evening run?
So there's an opening number, which is like a little dance that everyone does.
Yeah.
There is a fashion round where you pick your own outfit that you feel represents you. There's an evening wear round.
Yeah.
So like a gown. There's a swimwear round, and then there's an interview round.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it runs.
Do you do any, is there any, sometimes you remember seeing the old sort of fashion ones, is where you have like a skill. So you sing or you juggle or, say, or play with fire.
there is a Miss London City's Got Talent, which has actually already, so basically what they did was they got you to video your talent and send it in, which I did. And I've got into the top 10 finalists now for that. So
are you allowed to say what your talent is?
I think so. It's pole fitness/dance.
Yep.
So yeah. Yes, I found out yesterday that I got into the top 10 finalists.
So you can do all the spins and all the things like that.
Yeah.
Oh my lord! You know, I watch those girls. I mean, I'd literally pull the ceiling down. But I watch. I mean, I know you have to start off somewhere, but I just imagine that it would be a disaster if I did.
Oh no, it's amazing!
It just must be. It's so acrobatic.
Yeah. It's so hard. Like, I only started in January, me and my sister started going, and I thought by now I'd be a pro.
Yeah.
But it's so difficult, and my instructor's fantastic, it's just incredible. It gives you so much confidence, makes you feel so good about yourself. So I just thought, I love doing it, and, you know, I'm kind of good enough that I could put a routine together.
Yeah.
And that's why I entered it. I thought it was a bit different as well, so...
Oh, excellent. You don't see, sort of walk along, see a pole somewhere and just sort of start to run towards it. Oh, I was going to do a kick.
I do have a little bit of an urge every time I see a pole, but I do try and refrain.
Yes, you have to keep yourself under control. So how many people in total were taking part in this pageant?
There's 30 finalists on the night,
yeah.
But there were actually thousands of applicants.
Yeah.
And now it's been decided down to 30, so yeah, there's 30 girls.
And whereabouts in London is it?
It's at the Hilton Tower Bridge Hotel.
Yep.
Yeah, so a very pretty hotel.
And what's the gown like? Have you picked it out yet?
I have, yes. And it's very, very beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't want to give too much away.
No, but, no. Don't let the others know, because you're going to win, obviously. You might as well not even bother turning up the rest of the other 34 of you. Don't bother. You've got a full-time job, Home Instead Senior Care. What's your role there? What do you do?
So I'm what they call a caregiver. So I go out and do home help or sort of personal care for the elderly in the community in that Brentwood and Billericay area. Absolutely love my job. It's just so rewarding. I'm so lucky that I've got so many lovely people around me, but then you go and see others that are lonely or don't have anyone, and I just love helping them and making their day, giving them something just to make them a bit happier or helping them out or whatever it is. I just, even if it's just having a cup of tea with them, it's just someone for them to talk to.
So do you just go in for maybe like 2 hours or an hour, and if they want the washing up done or a bit of help with the washing or help me upstairs, or could you just change my bed or make a cup of tea, have a chat?
Exactly like that, yeah. So it's a minimum call of an hour.
Yeah.
And then some people like to go out, so I take one lady out. But yeah, some it's just, can you do my hoovering? Can you have a cup of tea with me?
Yeah.
Just whatever they want, we do, really.
Because I always say we have people coming in from care homes, and I always say, my mum's 86, still very glamorous, still paints her toenails and her nails, does her makeup.
That's what I like to
hear. Yep, that's what she does. She said, always put your makeup on every day. She said, even if you don't, because it makes you feel better.
Yeah.
I go, all right, mum. But she does, she looks fantastic. But she said, when she looks in the mirror, and I say this all the time, but she said, I look and I think, who's that old woman? She said, because inside, I still feel the same as I did when I was in my 30s, but it's your body that, and
exactly,
people
yeah.
when they're younger sometimes don't realise that person sitting there, you go, oh, it's only Nan, but Nan's lived and done all the things that you've probably done over and over. So you must get some good stories when you're out.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I love hearing all their stories. I've got a history degree, so I love talking about the war and all of that. So yeah, I absolutely love my job.
So what do you want to move on? Are you going to sort of stay in the care industry, or where do you see yourself?
Yeah, I don't have any plans to leave the care industry. I love what I do, and I love helping people. So I do want to try and get sort of more into modelling. That's kind of been my dream for a little while now, which I do part-time, but I'm trying to kind of build that up.
Yeah.
But I want to keep my hours with Home Instead as well,
even
if it's just a few a week, because I like making a difference to people's lives. So.
And how tall are you? 5 foot 11?
6 foot.
Sorry, I swear down the mic. When you came in, I was like, oh, I'm so jealous, so tall. So you can do runway.
Yeah.
Because not many people can they?
No. Yeah, you have to be a certain height, but also a certain build. So don't know, we'll see.
Victoria's Secret, straight down there. Oh, you're going, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be quite that
What about
lucky.
All the shoes? That's the thing that always, when I watch, watch these modelling shows, because it is a skill. And the thing is, to wear clothes and wear them, we look at clothes on models and we go, that's going to look like, but it never does. But that's because they're clothes horses, and the clothes hang so lovely on people that are very tall. It doesn't work well for short people. It doesn't, except maybe Kylie Minogue. She surprisingly is only about 5'1", and she always
that's
kind of
true,
looks.
Actually.
She's got a model's body on it, but very, very tiny.
Yeah, yeah.
But how do you find walking in heels if you're doing any modelling?
Challenging.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. I actually was out shopping with my mum on Monday for like last minute things, and we took so long trying to pick shoes, because I just thought, I've got to have some that are comfortable, that I can walk in, that I'm not going to fall over in, because I am a bit of a klutz, and I am well known for falling over and doing really stupid things. So I'm just praying to God and the angels that I'm not going to fall over on the night. But the walking is challenging. It's just a case of practice and practice. So I've looked like a bit of a nutter, to be honest, walking up and down my house practicing that. And
well, if you've got a long ball gown on, you could have maybe a pair of skates on underneath. Just sort of glide. She glides like a buffet, just glide across the.
That would be disastrous. Honestly, I would be off the stage quick.
Won't be doing that. Let's talk about the children's charity Brainwave. Mm-hmm. How did you get involved with them, and what is this to do with the actual pageant itself?
Pageant, there's different awards. So there's the Talent Award, and there's also Miss London City Charity Winner. So each finalist gets to choose a charity if they wish to enter for the award.
Yeah.
They then raise as much money as possible, and the person who raises the most money then wins the title of Miss London City Charity. So this is kind of the part for me that stood out. I was like, yeah, I really, really want to, you know, do well with that. So I thought about charities. I love animals, I love children, I love, you know, elderly people. So I was kind of like, where do I go with it? But my boyfriend actually did a half marathon a couple of years ago, and he raised money for Brainwave, and his sister did some work with them as well.
Yeah.
So I kind of knew about them, and I looked up their website, and I realised that that was the charity I wanted to go for. They don't get any government funding, so they purely rely on people like me and you raising money for them. And I just thought, well, what better cause than to help children? And I went to visit them a couple of weeks ago, and I met the lovely Jerry. Hello, if you're listening. And she showed me around the centre, and just the stuff they do is absolutely amazing. And they need more donations. It costs them like £3,500 per child per year.
Yeah.
So they're always needing people.
And what sort of things do they do there at Brainwave? Is it for children with sort of brain tumours, or is it just any injury to the brain? How does it work?
It's for children with disabilities or learning disabilities. So yeah. Children with Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, stuff like that. And they basically, each child comes in, they get assessed, and then they get written a programme. So what they're basically looking to do is keep and make that child as independent as possible,
yep.
And support the families as well. So they come in, they get assessed, they get their programmes, they go home, they do them exercises, and then they come back every so often to see how they're getting on. And it's just amazing, some of the stories they were telling us. They've had children who've been told they'll never walk, they'll never talk, they'll never be able to eat by themselves, and they've literally changed all of that. So I just thought, like, what better cause than that, really.
So if people want to find out, we will put that up on the website, but you're going to have a Just Giving page.
I have, yep.
And have you got the details for that now?
Yeah, I can give you that now, yeah. So all you need to do is go to all the W's, justgiving.com, and then it's Rebecca with a capital R, -Smith, S166, and then anything you can give, even if it's just a couple of pounds, just to donate to them would just be absolutely wonderful.
And we will be tweeting that out, and obviously it will be on the website if you missed it. So talking about sort of pageants, what would you say your top three tips to feeling good about yourself? Because even, you know, doing a pageant, it is all, you know, people looking at you, and you know I know you probably have insecurities. I'm looking at you thinking you can't possibly have any insecurities, but everybody does. But what's your top three tips for making yourself feel good?
I would say, like your mum says, really put your makeup on every day.
Yeah,
because you never know who you're going to bump into. That's the thing as well, isn't it? You go out looking a mess and you see the world and his wife that you know, but you go out looking glamorous and you don't bump into anyone. But yeah, always make yourself up. If you want to, you know, put your makeup on and do your hair, and you want to feel good and you want to look good, then do it. Like, who cares what anyone else thinks? So that would be my first one. My second one would be to always wear a smile.
Yeah.
Because I think if you're smiling, no one knows what you're feeling inside. So you could be feeling so nervous, so insecure, with no confidence, but that does not come across. And I think it just generally makes you feel better when you've got a smile on your face as well. Kind of stops you from worrying so much. My third tip, I would say, probably to surround yourself with people that make you feel good, that make you happy, that encourage and support you, which I'm so lucky to have. So, yeah, I think they would be my top three tips, really, yeah.
Now, I just have to say, I realised who you remind me of now. Okay. You probably won't even know this actress, and I'm talking about when she's very young.
Okay.
But you remind me of an American actress. Has this been said to you before?
Don't know.
You're a mixture between Sharon Stone...
Well, that's not... I like her. She's nice.
And an actress called Diane Kruger.
Yeah, I know who you, she is actually.
So, yeah, so, I mean, if you get the image in your mind, you'll be thinking, people will be trying to get in the door if I tell the boys that. But that's who you are. I'm sitting here thinking, she does look like someone. I'm thinking, but you're a cross between both of them. Oh, that's who you look like.
Thank you.
So you've got that very natural look, natural, you know, I know that you can probably, I know you've got a little bit of makeup on, but I'm sure that you wake up in the morning and just like,
I wish I did.
Go on, tell everybody you don't look well in the first thing in the morning.
I don't. My dad can vouch for that, I promise.
I bet Dad's going, no, she is really beautiful, she is. And you've got a lovely sister as well who who's not going to be your standing if you can't make the competition.
No, we were just talking about this, weren't we? Bless her. She's so lovely, so adorable, but so shy.
Yeah.
I think it would be her worst nightmare. But yeah, she's been amazing. I'm having a coffee morning at her work on Friday to raise some money for Brainwave.
And yeah.
All my family have just been absolutely fantastic, so supportive, couldn't ask for anything more really.
Well, hopefully, fingers crossed, you'll raise the most money and you will be Miss London 2016. That'd be fantastic.
You never know. I hope so.
And then you can get to go on all they do floats and all sorts of things, and you can go to openings and stuff, and all you get yep. to travel, won't you, do everything.
Yeah, so that would be lovely. So
good luck.
Thank you very much.
I don't think I'll even need to go and take out the other 34 that are going to be there, because we are obviously we're from Essex, we want you to win. Yeah. You, Rebecca.
Thank
I wish you all the best,
me.
And don't forget you can check out on the website for the details of the Just Giving page, and the money will be going to Brainwave, the children's charity. And you know, you can follow Rebecca on Twitter. What's your Twitter?
I know
what it is.
I think it's Becky926, BECCI926.
There, so I'll tell you which are. I'll be the judge of that. It's Becky Smith 3.
Oh, it's not. Look at that. Completely wrong.
I hope that's you. Becky
that
Smith 3.
Yep.
There we go. And that's BCCI Smith 3. There we go.
I'm glad you're here.
Well, I'm not, because I normally actually tag the wrong people into the to the picture,
yeah,
so I've done it right
before.
Today.
Oh, well done.
Thank you very much. Lovely to meet you. Thanks
Thank
very
you
much for
having
coming
me.
In. You're welcome. Right, just coming up to 11:48, here's Alexander Ryback.